Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's amazing how we could be so deep into the shampeachment and nobody knows nothing. Joe Biden doesn't know anything. Neither does John Kerry. I mean, think about this. Last week, Joe Biden called a guy fat and said, you know, that he made fun of him for his weight, screaming and yelling at him at a campaign stop for daring to ask about Hunter Biden, right?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, what do you think? You know, should your son do that kind of stuff and all that kind of stuff, all that? And Joe said, all right, it's been debunked. Conspiracy theory. Sounded like Joe knew all about it, right? Well, Mike Allen with Axios drilled down on that in a Joe Biden interview, right? It's been debunked. Conspiracy theory. We know everything. Everybody knows it's not true. And well, what do you know about it, though, Joe? I mean, what do you know about Hunter's work with Burisma? Oh, that? No, I don't know anything. Well, then how do you know it's a conspiracy, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything. Let me listen to this interview. This is incredible.
There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is... So these guys are amazing.
So let's talk about the Trump family. What exactly are the Trump family, the sons and daughters and daughters-in-law being accused of? Absolutely nothing. They're actually, some of them are on the administration payroll because they have jobs within the administration. That's perfectly legitimate, perfectly legal.
Here's the point, though. If you, it's amazing. I mean, the two punch there. Well, I don't know nothing about my son.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I knew he was on the board. I don't know anything. Well, don't you want to find out? I mean, haven't you asked him? I mean, you know, come on. It's only wall to wall in the news every day. No, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know. I don't have to ask.
Well, and as you
then how
out,
do you know it's been debunked? How
exactly,
do you know anything?
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but there is everything wrong with the vice president of the United States having a son that is on the board of a foreign energy company. And the vice president is the one that is the point person appointed by the president at that time, President Obama, to handle Ukrainian affairs. There is everything wrong about the appearance of that, period.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because there was another person who has gotten shockingly less attention, and that is John Kerry's son.
Yes.
Who was a partner with Joe Biden's son. What a coinkydink.
Yes.
In this whole thing. Excuse me, cough button. Anyhow, so they, you know, Kerry endorsed Biden and said he was a messiah-like figure.
Oh, please.
A bizarre thing to say. But
yes,
anyway, so they asked Kerry over the weekend, yo, John. You know, your son and Hunter there, they're all partnered up and taking that Ukraine money. Do you think, I mean, you is it does it concern you at all about this? And do you know what John Kerry said? I had, talking about Burisma, Hunter, his own son, again, a partner in the company. I had, well, it's actually his son's roommate. I had no, anyway, his son is partnered with another, with Biden on another thing. But anyway, I had no knowledge of any of that. None, Kerry told reporters. No. When pressed, Kerry doubled down on the claim, going as far as to say he still knew nothing about the company, Burisma, even though it's at the center of the impeachment inquiry. What would I know about any? No. Why would I know about any company or any individual? He said. Well, now that's strange, given your son was directly involved. You don't know nothing? No interest. No, I know nothing. Okay. Kerry's claim of ignorance, this is Breitbart, however, is undercut by former employees of his own State Department, the Obama administration, and even his own stepson. When Hunter Biden first joined Burisma's board of directors, alarm bells were set off in Washington, D.C. and Europe, as Peter Schweitzer detailed in his book, New York Times bestseller, Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Hunter Biden secured the appointment, which paid as much as $83,000 per month, despite having no background in the energy industry or Ukraine. His lack of experience, coupled with the fact that Joe Biden had just been made the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine, immediately raised questions from ethics watchdogs. I mean, do you remember all of this? Even the New York Times wrote it up.
Yes, in July, we're talking about this. The New York Times and pointing it out back in July of this year.
A Ukrainian official with strong ties to Zloyshevsky admitted in October the only reason that Hunter Biden secured the appointment with Burisma was to protect the company from foreign scrutiny. But we're not interested in any of that. I mean, we could go dig it up.
And nobody knows anything about it. And the people involved, don't know anything. And we're perfectly willing to accept that explanation from them, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no journalistic interest in that whatsoever.
And then there's the OANN interview with Victor Shokin, which I can't even get over. I mean, this is insanity. And I would encourage you to watch it. It's Shokin, they're translating what he says. They go and find him. He's the fired prosecutor, right? And they ask him, dude, Joe Biden says he had you fired because you were just too corrupt and Joe was trying to clean up the corruption. Is that what happened, Victor? Here's what he told OANN.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor general Viktor Shokin told One American News in Kyiv that in July and August of 2015, his office prepared to question Hunter Biden over money laundering activities tracing directly back to Burisma. Shokin says pressure to stop investigating Hunter Biden's Burisma activities then increased, and President Poroshenko personally asked Shokin to wind down the Burisma investigation to appease then Vice President and Obama's Ukraine point man, Joe Biden. As the months passed, more cases and investigations into Burisma began to spring up, and President Poroshenko came to Shokin's office and told Shokin the Burisma case was why Joe Biden wouldn't release $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, money Ukraine needed desperately. Yes, said Shokin. That's what he told me. He came to me and said, you are a patriot of Ukraine. We need this $1 billion. We're at war. And if you are a patriot, you will close this case. My conversation with Poroshenko on this, Shokin says, was in a phone call. It was after we started seizing Burisma assets in Ukraine when Poroshenko called me and said, listen, this all has to stop already. Joe Biden's temper is overflowing. This seizing of Burisma assets, said Poroshenko, was the last straw.
Wow. Let's have a hearing on that.
Yeah.
And I would fault Trump for not investigating that.
Well, there seems to be a whole lot more direct evidence, less circumstantial and more, you know, real evidence of there being some wrongdoing regarding the Bidens than anything about the Trump administration.
And it's fascinating in there that what Viktor Shokin says he was investigating, and he's got all his documents and all this stuff. You got to watch the OANN video. That's just a highlight clip. What he is saying, he's not the only one. This is exactly when he says, I was going to interview Hunter Biden about money laundering. That is exactly what the Ukrainian prosecutors and Ukrainian Congress members asked us in that press conference to do 2 weeks ago. They said the money Hunter has was stolen. They didn't say he stole it. They said the money Hunter has was stolen and laundered. They want it back. They want President Trump and the head of Ukraine. This was the demand in their press conference to come together to partner to get the $7 billion stolen by the head of Burisma back. It's apparently been run through at least two American companies. They mentioned the Democrats twice in the press conference. They said the money, the $16 million that Hunter has, was stolen and laundered. That is, so we're in two sources now. The prosecutors and, they call them MPs, Congress members from Ukraine who had the press conference, and Shokin. The story fits. Why have we heard nothing about this? And here's my next question, Lee. If Lindsey Graham is now refusing to hold hearings where new witnesses are called in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
will we ever hear about it?
Good question.
And what do you think about Lindsey Graham? No, we're just going to let the Democrats speak. We're not going to say anything. We're just shut it down. No more debate. Well, Trump can't even defend himself. No. Okay, Lindsey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's going to be a crazy week. I could already tell that looking at the news. But this by Lindsey Graham. Okay, here's what I want to know for you. This, you're going to have to do the show here. My husband and I just brainstormed this last night. We were all over the place. Let me give you the background. Lindsey Graham takes over the Judiciary Committee in January. He promises he's going to do all these deep state investigations, man. Everybody's so excited. Then he does nothing. I mean nothing. Not one single hearing, interview, nothing. Charles Grassley, Senator Grassley, the outgoing chairman, and he aged out. He was term limited out. Continues the deep state investigations he was doing when he was chairman of the Judiciary Committee on his own. Lindsey doesn't participate at all. Lindsey has been covering for the deep state for 12 months now. Since he took over in January, not a single hearing, not one. And he's told us to recap what he said. Well, you know, I got to wait for the FISA abuse report to come out. No, you don't. You could have influenced what was in the FISA abuse report by forcing them to cover it after you had hearings, but you didn't. So Lindsey's take on things is he can't do anything until the deep state and the Democrats act first. But never fear, he said. In May, he told us, man, like his friend Joe Biden, man, I am going to start investigations into how the Mueller probe started. He said that in May, he didn't do it. Then in November, he said he was on Sean Hannity. Well, you know, I'm gonna have Adam Schiff in, man. I'm going to interview him and we're going to get to the bottom of all this. There's a lot of things to get to the bottom of. This isn't punitive. This isn't, retribution to Adam Schiff. When did your staff talk to the whistleblower? Sir, can we see your phone records? Is Lindsey going to do all that? Because if Lindsey doesn't do that, then what that means is Trump doesn't get a rebuttal. So here's what Lindsey's saying he's going to do. I'll play you the audio so you can hear it from him. No, I changed my mind. Nope. I'm going to let the Democrats, that would be Adam Schiff, do, you know, impeachment procedure. They have to come to the Senate and they present their case, which is Trump sucks. And he's not above the law and he broke a law. We can't say which one. Because there weren't any, but it's bad. And then, so Lindsey, instead of allowing Trump to have a rebuttal, wants to just gavel the thing to the close, vote to acquit, and walk away. Here's Graham's new plan, which you could tell even surprised Maria Bartiromo when he laid it out, because it's complete 180 from what he was saying even in November.
But here's what I'm going to do with the trial. I'm going to try to get this over as quickly as possible. Listen to what the House case, let them present their case. And if there's nothing new and dramatic, I would be ready to vote. And we can do all this other stuff through congressional oversight.
So are you saying you're not going to have people come down?
I'm saying that I'm going to end this as quickly as I can for the good of the country. When 51 of us say we've heard enough, the trial is going to end. The president's going to be acquitted. He may want to call Schiff. He may want to call Hunter Biden. He may want to call Joe Biden. But here's my advice to the president. If the Senate is ready to vote and ready to acquit you, you should celebrate that. And we can look at this other stuff outside of impeachment.
Okay. Should we give him the benefit of the doubt? Does he have a point? He's not going to look at this other stuff out of impeachment. Just like he's not going to do anything, any of the other hearings he's promised to do. That's a lie. But is it a good idea for us to hold 6 weeks of hearings? I can argue both sides of this. See, because the public's turning on the Democrats right now in a big way. I mean, Trump's approval just hit 52%. And that's after the Speaker of the House went on television and was like, we're going to impeach him. He sucks. What a slap across her face. Well, what if it's us holding hearings in the Senate? I can make this argument. I can argue both sides. Will the public turn on us? Will they blame us? Will they say, tit for tat, it's just a partisan show? Or, I mean, so in other words, is Lindsey right? This could hurt Trump and the Republicans more. Or Trump has his right to have his day in court. He was not given it by the Democrats. We can bring in witnesses that will destroy this. And Lindsey ought to host it and hear it. Let's just do 6 weeks of this thing. Public's sick of it. They hate it. However, if you're Trump, you're also looking at how history will judge you. And the answer is not very well if all history has is the evidence laid out in the Democrats' impeachment show trial. See there, I argued both sides. Which one is right? Is Lindsey doing a Trump a favor here? Let's just shut this thing down, acquit him and move on? Or no? Trump's side should be heard. What do you think about this? You think this is true? New study found that our bodies don't really age gradually. There are three ages where our bodies make a big shift to their next older stage. 34, 60, and 78. I don't know about 60 and 78. There's a point in your 30s where you realize your body doesn't handle things like jumping, running, sleeping, digesting, and burning off unhealthy foods and recovering from hangovers like it used to. Now scientists have figured out when and why that happens. New study found that our bodies don't age gradually. Researchers found that there's really three ages where our bodies make a big shift to their next older stage. And again, that's age 34, age 60, and age 78. Yeah, I can kind of remember that. The researchers tied those big aging jumps to protein levels in our blood. Do you remember just like waking up and thinking, wow, over the past few weeks, I really feel like I've aged all of a sudden. What the heck? I don't know. Anyway, their next mission is to figure out if there's a way to use that knowledge to counteract and slow down the aging process, which they'll figure out eventually. Right around the time I'm dead. Yeah. I know I'm going to miss it. Darn it. Yeah, I need three lifetimes to do everything I want to do. I can't get it all in at all. All right, I asked you guys the question. Do you want to drag this out in the Senate? 6 weeks of hearings? Trump's people that he calls? That he wants to hear from? A lot of people wish to hear from. Or do you want to do it the Lindsey way? Nope, not going to call anybody. We'll just let the Democrats have their say and we'll vote. That's what Lindsey said. A complete contradiction, by the way, from what he said in November. All of a sudden, he didn't want to hear from anybody who has anything negative to say about Joe Biden. He says he's not even calling Joe Biden. And he doesn't want Joe Biden's call transcripts with... the Ukraine president. Which, you know, is funny. Given that that's what Viktor Shokin, the fired prosecutor, said just this week, we ought to ask for. I can't play this audio enough today. I mean, when you hear this audio, you realize the extent of what has been left out of this impeachment. And it is shocking. Again, it's the OANN interview with Viktor Shokin. I've been playing it all morning. And OANN News, look, that's a news source I'm familiar with. I don't know about their credibility level long term. I don't have a good comfort level with them, so I don't want to tell you to believe it. I wouldn't tell you to take their reporting at face value. But what I will tell you is this. What's so shocking about this video is they're sitting there with Viktor Shokin. So this isn't them saying what Viktor Shokin thinks. This is Viktor Shokin saying what Viktor Shokin thinks. And he says, the reason I was fired is because I had called in Hunter Biden and we were investigating him for money laundering. And the thing that flipped Joe out was when we froze Burisma's assets. There's a whole long 5-minute thing. You can watch all the translations as you go. This is the key bit here. It is insane that we have had hearings to impeach the president, the trials in the Senate, that we've had hearings to impeach the president, and this has not come up, and it's out there.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor general Viktor Shokin told One American News in Kyiv that in July and August of 2015, his office prepared to question Hunter Biden over money laundering activities tracing directly back to Burisma. Shokin says pressure to stop investigating Hunter Biden's Burisma activities then increased, and President Poroshenko personally asked Shokin to wind down the Burisma investigation to appease then Vice President and Obama's Ukraine point man, Joe Biden. As the months passed, more cases and investigations into Burisma began to spring up, and President Poroshenko came to Shokin's office and told Shokin the Burisma case was why Joe Biden wouldn't release $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, money Ukraine needed desperately. Yes, said Shokin. That's what he told me. He came to me and said, you are a patriot of Ukraine. We need this $1 billion. We're at war. And if you are a patriot, you will close this case. My conversation with Poroshenko on this, Shokin says, was in a phone call. It was after we started seizing Burisma assets in Ukraine when Poroshenko called me and said, listen, this all has to stop already. Joe Biden's temper is overflowing. This seizing of Burisma assets, said Poroshenko, was the last straw.
Wow. Poroshenko's running around saying, I mean, this is the biggest story in the country. Where is this? Nobody wants to know what he has to say, do they? Not relevant. Nah, not interested. And folks, normally I wouldn't accept one source on this, and I haven't. Again, what Shokin said about Poroshenko there and why he was fired at Biden's demand and how he was investigating Hunter Biden for money laundering at the time is pretty much exactly what the prosecutors and the MPs, again, that's the Ukraine version of Congress members, said in that that press conference 2 weeks ago. They said the money that Hunter has in his accounts that he took is stolen and laundered. They said the Democrats did it. They named the two companies the money was laundered through. And they asked President Trump to team up with the Ukraine president to get back the $7 billion the head of Burisma stole. So it's not just Shokin saying it there. They're begging us for help, and we won't listen. They won't even discuss this at the hearing. It's amazing. Oh, by the way, don't get any crazy ideas in your head about tweeting anything about the manifesto of the Pensacola shooter, Muhammad Al-Shamrani. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't do it. You'll end up like Pete Hegseth. You know the guy from Fox News. Yesterday, he writes on Twitter, yesterday I was banned from Twitter because I posted a screenshot of the terrorist from Florida tweeting his Islamist motivations. That's it. A screenshot of a terrorist in his own words. If they can ban me, they will ban anyone. We need to fight back. Heck, I posted the terrorist screenshot on this post too. Oh, he wrote this on Instagram. I'm sorry. The terrorist screenshot on this post, too. Stay tuned for Instagram banning me, too. Big tech does the bidding of the left, especially to include anyone who speaks truth about the threat of radical Islam. Let's think about this for a minute, okay? What happens after the Texas shooting? What do we spend so much time on this show? The manifesto. Why? Because the media was telling you endlessly about it without linking to it. Because what they were telling you was a lie. Oh, he was a follower. He was inspired by Trump, and he just went out there to kill some Hispanic people. He totally did, and that's because he hates Hispanic people like Trump. No. And we read word for word the manifesto. I hate doing that, but we did because he disavowed Trump, said he couldn't stand Trump, said he was a follower of the Christ Church shooter and shared his philosophy. The Christ Church shooter was an eco-terrorist and a communist who said that his philosophy was closest to that of the Chinese Communist Party. And he was basically an eco-terrorist and that he did not like groups of people that breed at high rates moving to any area because he felt like people shouldn't breed much, if at all, because of climate change. Do you know that? Now, of course, you didn't know that. The media keeps you dumb. Well, do you remember the media writing about that endlessly? What was in the manifesto of the El Paso shooter? Oh, went on and on and on. Do you remember their accounts being locked? Do you remember that? I don't remember that. Because they weren't. But when you screenshot the terrorist's own words about how he hates America and he's serving Allah and all that junk, that's apparently a problem. So, okay, so let's get straight. So I guess the problem on Twitter is if you tell the truth about what the shooter thought and said, then you're going to get your account banned. But if you just, like, lie about it a little bit, then that'll be permitted. I guess that's the new standard here. Anyway, Hegseth with Fox News. You've probably seen him on there if you've watched Fox News at all. Hegseth shared a screen grab of the manifesto that led to his Twitter ban. And they banned other journalists who put screenshots up as well. Look, I get wanting to deny a shooter, a terrorist, publicity for their manifesto. But I'm sorry, that's not what Twitter did when the mainstream media was lying to you and telling you that the El Paso shooter was inspired by Trump. It's just not what happened. And they allowed that all day long. So they're not really that concerned with these shooters inspiring other shooters. They're not, or they wouldn't have allowed that. They're just concerned you'll know the truth. Anyway, we'll see if Hegseth gets his Twitter account. I'm sure he will, now that it's gotten all this attention. All right. From over the weekend, while we're in the Twitterverse, did you see this? There's so much great stuff out over the weekend. I don't even know where to begin. I love this one from the Wall Street Journal by Kimberly Strassel. You know what she wrote? Still waiting, she's a journalist there, still waiting for my fellow members of the media to express their deep outrage and alarm that intelligence chair Schiff snooped through and published phone records of a member of the Free Press. The silence is deafening. Folks, if Trump had done this, grabbed Schiff's phone records, done that kind of thing, gotten those, and published them, you tell me what the response would have been like. Oh, that would have been the impeachable offense they were looking for. They would have absolutely throttled him. It would never end. This is an attack on the media, a violation of our First Amendment rights. Where are these people? You know, the same ones who tell us that because Trump argues with what they print and calls it fake news, that he's trying to take away their First Amendment rights. How that works, I don't understand. It's what the founders called debate. But this is actual intimidation of a journalist, including, you know, John Solomon, and they don't care. That's what's amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.